This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And you say, why are you sharing that list of 12 non-negotiables when you're looking for a future spouse? Because today, I've never done this before in a sermon. I've got 19 points. 19 things that the Apostle Paul told Timothy have nothing to do with people and have nothing to do with these 19 traits of an ungodly man or an ungodly woman. It's going to blow your mind today. It really will. It's in the book of 2 Timothy, the third chapter. It's only 5 verses long, but it has 19 points. We'll get through them quickly. It goes like this, but mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Wow, having a form, a frame of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. What I'm going to do today is begin with verse 1 and tell you a little bit about that. Then I'm going to say something that may even shock you a little bit, and then I'm going to go through the 19 things. I'm going to ask you today to take a pen, if you're willing to do this, or a pencil, and I'm going to ask you to change a word in the Bible that you've never heard anybody, I've never said that before, ever. But I really am going to ask you to change a word of the Bible, but for a reason, a biblical reason. Verse 1 says, mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. I want you to mark out the word last and put now. There will be terrible times in the now days, because this is now. You may never have thought about this before, but the last days began when Jesus rose from the dead, in my opinion. Did you know when Jesus was on the cross, he said 3 of the most important words in history? It is finished. Everything that he came to do, everything that was the purpose of his coming, was accomplished when on the cross. The atonement of the sins of the world was on him. And that's why Jesus could say with authority and power and humility, it's finished. It is finished. And so I believe at the death of Christ, and then, of course, with his resurrection 3 days later, that was the beginning of the last days. We're in the last days. So when you read verse 1, that you tend to say, well, that's up in the future. No, it's now. Just look at Facebook. And you'll see these qualities. That's what several people told me. They said, as I heard you preach, all I could think of was Facebook, describing the character qualities. Let's talk about them. John Piper is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's one of my favorite authors. He gives just a one-phrase definition of all these. That's why I can go through these quickly. First of all, people will be lovers of self. And then secondly, lovers of money. Everything falls under those two headings. All of these qualities come under people who are lovers of themselves and lovers of money. That's really true. He says, lovers of self actually is a reference to narcissism. We live in a narcissistic age where people are obsessed with themselves, and there's a clinical definition of narcissism that's scary. A true narcissist isn't interested in how this, what I'm doing, affects my children. A true narcissist will say, I don't care what I'm doing because I don't care how it impacts dad or mom. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I don't care how it impacts my children. I don't care how it impacts my spouse, because you see, it's all about me. And isn't it interesting that the Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, would say something that identifies a cultural marker of our day? People will be lovers of themselves or narcissistic.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.